Blog Talk Radio.
Come on. Sound. Good evening, good evening, good evening. You have been listening or are listening to Just Show Up Outreach Ministries. And I am yours truly, Evangelist Zadie Alford. Amen, amen. Inviting you, making you welcome to the Just Show Up Outreach Ministry. Just Outreach Ministry is reaching out to the lost, to the outcast, hurting, lonely, oppressed, or depressed, offering God's gift of love as Jesus did for the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4. Yes, Jesus, knowing her condition, offered her the free gift, a free gift, and that was the gift of life that would lead to eternal life. How many know God knows our condition today? Hallelujah, hallelujah. He is still reaching out. He still has an outstanding hand. Amen, amen. And he's reaching out through, amen, amen, his workers in the gospel who are willing and ready to reach out, show love, amen, invite or want us to come in, amen, and drink of the water of life that will lead to eternal life. Amen, amen. Good evening, good evening. Amen. And now, without any further ado, we'll go right into our devotion with Minister M.C. Arthur, who is my husband, co-founder of Just Show Up Outreach Ministry. Hear him as he comes before you. Try to be quiet. All of the numbers that I have on the program is unmuted, so you please be quiet or mute your phone until your name is called. I love you all.
Thank you. Allow me to be for the prayer warriors of the machine. And I will let you go to St. John, the ninth chapter. And I want to share a few verses. And it reads, as Jesus passed by, saw a
blind
from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, this man, oh,
he's begging you to be long.
Please mute your phone.
That he was born blind.
Oh, God, man.
Jesus, as this man said, now his
son, the word of
God should be made manifest in him. Now, Jesus is saying, I must work the work of him that sent me while he is dead. The night cometh when no man works. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Thank God for the reading. We know tonight that God is able to do anything. Nothing is too impossible for God. Prayer warriors, I encourage you tonight to just keep on praying, because prayer is the key. And the faith of the prayers unlocks the door. Now, as I read, it made me feel so good. I want to do the prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for washing over us as we slumbered and slept on last night. But this morning, you touched us with your finger mercy. Our eyes came open and we saw a new day, a day that we have never seen before. We realized, my Father, that we were still clothed in our right mind, knowing who we are and what we are. Being able, Lord, to lift our eyes to the hills, which cometh all our help. all our help comes from you, Lord. Without you, Lord, we're nothing. We're like a ship without a sail. Thank you for your darling son, Jesus, that you sent, Lord, for a comforter. Someone that we are able to look up to. And you told us in your words that whosoever believes in your son's name should not perish, but have an everlasting life. I believe. And I want to continue to keep Jesus in my life, keep Jesus in my heart. I just want to continue to let it hold my hand because he told us, he said, I will go out in the grave with you. I will stay there till that trumpet blows, and I will ride with you and bring and tell you, said, come. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's the only way we're going to get into heaven, my brothers and sisters. We got to go through by Jesus. And we got to have that good report. We got to have that 100 fold in our hands. Not no 99. And I said, 100. And the only way to get that 100, we got to love our brothers and sisters. We can't be lying on nobody. Can't be lying to our old self. Let everything be like open mirror. Stand on the corner with a fire chosen. Even if a bullet hits your cheek, you're going to be at rest doing the will of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know who's going to bring the word today, but I thank God for sharing this with this prayer line. And I want this prayer line. Just keep on looking up. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not going to say amen. I'm just going to back to the
office.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. 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 God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got a little bit more than we was expecting. Amen. The devotion. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got the word and everything. Hallelujah. What a blessing. What a blessing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Elder Al Ford. Thank you. Amen. Now, next we're going to have a song from Mother Augie Wynn, New Orleans, Louisiana. Come forth, Mother Wynn.
Amen. God bless you all. God bless the saints on the line today. Oh, we thank God today. We thank God. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I'm an heir of salvation. I've been purchased by God, born of his spirit. Oh, I've been washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising, my Savior. Hallelujah. All day long. This is my story. Every day, this is my song. I'm praising my Savior all day long. Perfect submission. Perfect delight, hallelujah. Me and my Savior. Oh, I'm happy and blessed. I'm watching and waiting for the Savior to come. I'm born of his spirit. Oh, I've been washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song. Oh, I'm praising my Savior. Hallelujah. All day long. This is my story. Hallelujah. Every day, this is my song. I'm praising my Savior. In the morning, I'm praising my Savior. Hallelujah. In the midday, I'm praising my Savior. Ah, in the night, I'm praising my Savior all day long. Blessed assurance. Jesus is ours. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We got a reason to praise him. God bless you.
Amen. Praising our Savior all the day long. That's what he wants. He created. Praise him.
Thank you, Lord.
Kinari, Keshard, Kinari and Keshard.
We're here.
Okay, I hear y'all talking quite a bit. All right, I want you two to come forth with your prayers.
The evil key to beat the
bull. There you go. Bro, he's walking through.
Give me your name and give me your prayer.
And I pray for you today. The Lord will fight on your behalf. You will possess the gates of your enemies, and you will know peace in Jesus' name. May the good Lord give you the blessing that will cause people to fear your God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Kinari, come forth.
Amen. I'm going to find
Canary available.
Yes, ma'am. May the good Lord give us consequences for every confusion, relief for every
threat. There you go.
Strength for every weakness in love, joy and hope for every waking moment. Amen.
Now we're gonna ask you to be real quiet. Mute your phone. Put your phones on mute. Amen. And now we're gonna hear from, what's your name? Zaya Smith, Macomb, Mississippi.
Okay. Dear God, I am thankful for all you give. For food, for love, a place to live. I thank you for my family too. And I want you to know that I love you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Y'all say amen for Zaya.
Amen.
We are moving right along. Somebody just talking down. Who is the little baby that's talking down? We got some little babies that's just talking away. Who are they? That's all right. You don't have to give your name, but you got to be a little quiet right now. Amen. I love my babies. And right now we're going to be favored with a song from Mother Rose Jones, Hammond, Louisiana. Mother Rose Jones, are you available? Mother Rose Jones, I'm all the children land. No, the child cannot. Okay, Mother, if you are listening, and maybe I haven't found your number and opened the line up for you, but we're going to call Bree. Bree, will you come forth with a song that's Bree from Macomb, Mississippi? I think you muted the green line.
Hello,
Bree, are you available, Bree? Yes. Yes, darling. Come forward, Bree.
Okay, I'm trying.
Bree, did she call me? Are you ready, Bree?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, come forward with your first song.
Okay. I want the world to know that God is keeping me. I want the world to know that God is keeping me. He blessed me and he kept me from I want the world to know that God is keeping me.
Right.
I want the world to know that God is keeping me. He blessed me, and he kept me from If you got your health and strength, you are the best. God is saving me. If you got your health and strength, you are the best. God is keeping me.
Yes.
He blessed me.
Oh, God.
And he kept me from all If you got a food and clothing, God is keeping me.
Yes,
if you got a food and clothing, God is keeping me. He blessed me. He blessed me. And he kept me from I want the world to know that God is keeping me. He blessed me. He blessed me. And he kept me from
Help me. Oh, he blessed me and he covered all our hearts. Oh, somebody ought to be shouting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Woo! Hey, nobody but the Lord. Oh, has blessed us and kept us from all harm. Hallelujah. Was Mother Rose on yet? Did you find Mother Rose Jones? I said, did you find Mother Rose Jones? I had called earlier. Mother Rose Jones, are you on? Amen, amen. We don't see Mother Rose Jones, so we're going to be favored with a prayer for our youth from Minister Vivian George, Maria Rolla, Louisiana.
Praise God, Lord God, thank you. Oh, God, what else can we say, God, but thank you, Lord, because it's your doing, God, in these children, God. Oh, God, in these Lord God, truly, you unkept them, God. Lord, we are just overwhelmed with the song, God, song of hallelujah unto you, God, because, God, they acknowledge, oh, God, that you are keeping them, oh, God, and we thank you for that, God. Lord, we know that you're going to continue to do that perfect work in them, God, as they grow, oh, God, in the admonition of you, God. We pray that none be, oh, God, snatched from, nothing can be snatched from them, oh, God, but God, but the power of the Holy Ghost rule and reign in their hearts, oh, God. And, Lord, they'll be able to tell others about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done to them, done for them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, I pray against every evil spirit, oh God, that tries to come and deter them or make them bow, God. I pray they'll be like Daniel and the boys in the fiery furnace, oh God. I pray that they will not bow, yes, Lord God, to the enemy, God, that they will stand strong, oh God, whether drugs may come their way, God. Alcohol may come their way, oh God. Father God, any kind of evil force, oh God, try to threaten them. I pray that they'll be strong in the power of your might, oh God. Stand, oh God, for righteousness' sake, oh God. I pray tonight, oh God, from anything, oh God, Father God, may try to molest them or anything, God, any evil force, oh God. We coming against it tonight, God. Lord God, that they will protect. Continue to proclaim the goodness of the Lord, oh God, that the Lord is their God, hallelujah, and Lord, they won't serve no one else but you, oh God. So Lord, I pray your Holy Spirit upon them, God, touch their eyes, touch their mouth, oh God. Lord, they'll continue to sing Zion praises, oh God. Their eyes that they can see in the spirit and see the things that's not of you, oh God, and turn from it, God. I pray, God, that their hands, oh God, is blessed, oh God, that they will raise them to you continuously, God. Father God, I pray, oh God, that whatever their hands touch, oh God, is blessed, oh God. I pray that, oh God, wherever their feet run to, God, it's running to you, God, and not to the things of the world, oh God. I pray tonight, oh God, that their heart, oh God, is growing fonder and fonder towards you, oh God. Lord God, that they will, oh God, have a heart, oh God, oh, for the things of you, oh God, and not for the things of this world, oh God. I pray tonight, oh God. Oh, God, help them, oh, God. Oh, God, you are their helper, oh, God. Help them as they grow, oh, God. Father God, and let them know, God, you are the helper, oh, God. You leading and guiding, oh, God. You are the one in the driver's seat, God. You are the head, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, God, they're going to follow after you, God. And you said, your sheep hear your voice, and another they will not follow, God. They're going to follow wholly after you, oh, God. They're going to run wholly after you, oh, God. And, Lord God, they'll seek your face, oh, God, and the things, oh, God, that you want them to see, hear, and to know. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise amen. The Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Yes. I pray that we were all on one accord, touching and agreeing. Amen, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Minister George, for that prayer. Amen, amen. Now we are in the children's corner. Amen. No, we got Miss Sister Peggy Barnes. Are you on, Sister Peggy Barnes?
Just tell them to press 1 if they are on.
Okay, okay. Then press 1 if you are on. Okay. I don't
Miss Rose.
Yes, ma'am. I know Miss Rose is not on. Is not on. Let me see. Sister Peggy, she's not on either. She may be still at work. That's okay. That's okay. We're moving on into the children's corner. Amen, 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 amen. And our theme today for the children is the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments. That's what our children have been studying this week to present for today. So the first one we are going to have is Brother Kenari London. Come back to us, Brother Kenari London.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'll be reading the out. My name is Keenan Ireland, and I'm from Houston, Texas. I will be reading the Ten Amendments. Amendment number 1, love God more than anything else. Amendment number 2, don't make anything more important than God. Amendment number 3, always say God's name with love and respect. Amendment number 4, honor the Lord by resting on the 7 days of the week. Love. Amendment number 5, love and respect your mom and dad. Amendment number 4, never hurt anyone. Amendment number 5, always be faithful to your husband or wife. Amendment number 8, don't take anything that isn't yours. Amendment number 9, always tell the truth. Amendment number 10, be happy with what you have. Don't wish for other people's things. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Come forth, Brother Keyshawn London.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Come forth with your Ten Commandments.
My Ten Commandments? Yes, ma'am. Here we go. Okay. Number 1, love God more than anything else. Number 2, don't make anything more happen than God. Don't make anything more important than God. Number 3, always say God's name with love and respect. Number 4, honor the Lord by resting on the seventh day of the week. Number 5, love and respect your mom and dad. Number 6, never hurt anyone. Number 7, always be faithful to your husband or wife. Number 8, don't take anything that isn't yours. Number 9, always tell the truth. Number 10, the most important amendment, be happy with that you have. Don't wish for other people's things. Amen.
Amen, amen. The Ten Commandments. Amen. The Ten Commandments. Amen. Coming up next is going to be the Charles family. Amen, amen. We're going to be hearing from the Charles family next. Coming up. Are you ready? The Charles family, are you ready? Charles family, are you ready? Oh, I may have you on mute then if you're not saying anything. I know you're on here, so let me get you in here unmuted. I know you're here. Amen. Can you hear me now? The Charles family. Can you hear me? Okay, the Charles family, are you ready? Hello, the Charles family, are you ready? All right, then the Charles family may not be ready. So we'll call for the Nichols family. Nichols family, are you ready? Hello? 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 Anybody listening?
Yes.
We hear you.
We hear you.
Okay. The Nichols family, are you ready? Bridget. Bree, are you here? Okay, Miss Peggy Bowens, are you here? No, hold on 1 minute. Jawada! 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 Jawada, I need you to speak in your friend, Latoya, again. Mm-hmm. And Bridget, are they unmuted? I was calling for Bridget and Latoya. Neither one of them answered. I didn't know. I tried. Hello? Bridget, Latoya. Bridget, Latoya.
This Bridget.
Okay, Bridget. Are your children ready?
Yes, ma'am, they're ready.
Okay, I'll come back to the Charles family. I had you muted and then you still have to take it off the mute thing. Okay, come
okay.
on. Naya, Bree, and Naya.
Okay, here they go. We will have them. They from a Mississippi, the group, the Shining Stars of Love. They will be singing Give Me You by Shauna Wilson, and it's their mother, Bridget Nichols. So if you want them to sing or want me to speak on your radio show, my number is 601-730-5476. They're coming. Shining Stars of Love, they will be singing Give Me You, Brikara, Maya, and Nala. Come on.
Let them do the Ten Commandments afterwards, okay?
Maybe.
The Ten Commandments? Okay, they will be doing the Ten Commandments. Hold on just a second.
I got your book. I got you. There. First Ten Commandments. Love God more than anything else. Second, don't make anything more important than God. Third Commandment. Always say God's name with love and respect. Fourth Commandment. Honor the Lord by resting on the seventh day of the week. The Fifth Commandment, love and respect your mom and dad. The sixth commandment, never hurt anyone. The seventh commandment, always be faithful to your husband or wife. The eighth commandment.
This brings the eighth commandment.
Don't taste it, anything. Is it yours? Nine commandments. To always tell
the truth.
The Tenth Commandment. The Tenth Commandment.
All right, now y'all finished?
Yes, they read the Ten Commandments. Do they need to sing?
Yes, ma'am. Move right on into your song right now.
Okay, then now, come on.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Anything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, I love you, I need you, I love you, Lord, give me you. I love you, I need you, I love you, Lord, give me you, everything else can wait, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Teach me your Lord. I'm on my knees crying out to you. It's me, crying out to you. It's me, Lord. I'm on my knees crying out to you. It's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees crying out to you. Lord,
Now, who is that up now?
She's sick. Huh? She's in.
Who is that coming forward right now?
Yeah, dog.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Are you finished?
Yeah. Amen.
Okay. Amen. That's what I want to hear. Amen. 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 The Ten Commandments. our children today. Oh, they have been learning the Ten Commandments all the week. The Ten Commandments. Amen, amen. Amen. We call them the Thou Shalt Not. The Ten Commandments. Your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other God before me. That's what he said. You shall not make anything for yourself, any idol, nor any image, or anything that in the heaven above, or in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow yourself down to them, now serve them, for I, your God, am a jealous God. God said he is a jealous God. Amen. And he don't want us to bow or to anything or anyone before him, because he is a jealous God. Amen. Amen. And he said he visited the iniquities of the fathers on the children on the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me, and showing love and kindness to those who keep my commandments. Amen. Amen. He said you cannot misuse the name of the Lord. Amen. He give us all the Ten Commandments. But thou shall not. Amen. Amen. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Amen, amen, amen. He goes on and on, says, honor thy mother and thy father, that thy days may be long in the land which the Lord your God gives thee. And then he said, do not murder. Amen. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Amen. Amen, amen. Latoya. Latoya.
She ain't here.
Latoya.
She.
My phone. Amen, amen, amen. These are the Ten Commandments, and we want our children to recite them, and I wish you would do it every day until you just get it down in your spirit. Amen. Get it down in your spirit. And when we remember the thou shall not, when we remember the thou shall not, then that should keep us from, amen, from doing the things that the Lord has commanded. These are commandments. It's like you have been commanded to do these things. Yes. So remember, these are God's laws. Like Latoya.
But
anyway, these are God's laws. And he wants us to obey the laws. These laws come to show us. Yes, they come to show us when we are right and when we are wrong. So we are be careful not to do these things. Amen. But these laws, even though these laws are put in place in Exodus, in the Old Testament, in the 20th chapter of Exodus, they was put in place. God gave these laws to Moses. Jesus came, amen, that we are no longer living under the law. But the law is still a mirror to show us, amen, to help us to think about what's right and what's wrong, amen. But we will not do these things. Amen. And should we do any of these things, Jesus came and he said that if we confess our sins, he'll forgive us. Amen. But because we love Jesus, because we love Jesus, we want Jesus to be pleased with us in every aspect of our lives. So we will try to not do, we'll try not to break the commandments with all that is within us. Amen. 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 We're coming to the close of the service, so we are going to ask Sister Peggy Bonds, are you available, Sister Peggy Bonds?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my precious, come forth, and we'll hear a song of a closing prayer. You can sing us a song and close us out at this time. Amen. I love you all. Be back the same time next Saturday. Amen. Everybody say a good hello to our children. Minister Coretta, are you on the
hello.
Line? Minister Coretta. But anyway, our first
yes,
time
I'm
caller.
Here. I'm here.
Oh,
I'm
hi. I thought I saw your number. So, Minister Peggy, you give us a short song, and then we'll let Minister Gigi close us out. Amen.
Okay.
And I love you all. I love you all. Be blessed till next time. Come
Amen.
Forward.
Are you asking me? Are you asking me, Sister G, to say a prayer?
Yes, a closing prayer. Once she finishes, she's just gonna sing a verse of a song. Cause we're running out of time. She's gonna sing a verse of a song. Then you will dismiss us. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you all so much, everyone. Thank you.
You ready? You are
yes,
here, moving in our midst. I'll worship you. I'll worship you. You are here, working in this place. I'll worship you. I'll worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. Yes, I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. Yes, I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I'll worship you, yes, I'll worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I'll worship you, yes, I'll worship you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Cut it short.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that, oh God, you said in your word, suffer little children to come unto you and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And Lord, you want the children to come to you.
Oh,
so
God.
I decree and declare that every child that's on this line, every child they're connected with in their schools, in their neighborhoods, will come to you, oh God. Mm-hmm. We thank you, Lord God, for the safety and the protection of our children. Lord, where the enemy's raising his ugly head against our babies, in the womb, against our children, against our youth, against our young adults, we cut it off at the root right now in Jesus' name. We say our children shall live and not die, and they shall declare your mighty works. And Father, Joshua 1:8 says, children, don't let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on the word, children. Obey everything written in the word, children. Then your children will make your way prosperous. You will have lots of money, and you will be successful. So, Father, I thank you for the success of our children, because they're going to read your word. They're going to study your word. They're going to obey your word. And I thank you, Father, for every child who sang, every child who said the Ten Commandments, every child who prayed. I thank you for their fathers, their mothers, their grandparents, uncles, aunts, and cousins. We decree and declare family salvation, oh God. And, Lord, as we close out from this line but not from your presence, Lord, I pray for one of those children that's got, like, stomach problems, always getting a stomach ache. In the name of Jesus, I cover them with the blood. And I thank you, Lord God, for clearing up that stomach ache, that constant stomach ache, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, sometimes parents ignore the stomach ache, but that one has to be taken care of in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God. Walk with us. Talk with us. Be a lamp and a light to our pathway. Let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our redeemer. We bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy because we praised you, because we honored you. We thank you that we're under the shadow of your almighty wings and nothing by any means will harm any of us in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Good night. Bye-bye. Love you all.
Good night.
Love you all.
Love you,
too.
Good night. Love you all. Love you, Mother Smith. I hear you.
Yes, it's me.
Oh, I love you all. Good night, my baby.
Love you too.
Good night.
Good night.
All of you are my little angels, God's little precious angels. Bye-bye.
Okay, yes, ma'am.